story you are about to see is true. The names have been changed to protect the innocent.
6:41. Time for our weekly visit with Sergeant David Haynes, Chicago Police, and the co-author of The Beat Cop's Guide to Chicago Eats. Sergeant, good morning. It's a pleasure to talk to you.
How are you? Dean, I'm a big fan. It's nice to finally talk to you. And before we get started, I want you to know I'll kick in to see Dave Ennett in a Yoda costume. I'm all for that.
We are taking up a collection to get Dave Ennett dressed up. I'm going to say, like, maybe, you know, we don't want to waste it on just coming here to WGN. It has to be for a Northwestern game. You know, he has to be out at the stadium or on TV or someplace where the potential for embarrassment.
Come out to the police station right around with me.
Yeah. Oh, now how great would that be? In a squad car with Dave Ennett as Yoda. That would be the greatest. So covering the food beat right now, Sarge, has got to be a little bit tricky with everything shut down the way that it is.
Well, it is, but it's a lot of takeout. And I'm sorry, I don't usually do this, but let me correct you. I'm a lieutenant now. I got promoted since I wrote the book.
Oh, see, they need to. Thank you for correcting me. They do not have that in my notes here. I apologize for that.
But I what I've been doing is basically covering places that do, you know, nowadays takeout and curbside service, which is you know, the only way that these restaurants are making at least some of their money. And some of them have done a really good job of pivoting and just adapting with the times. And, you know, it's good to see them in any way I can help, you know, because these are restaurants. I usually cover restaurants that you can get in and out too fast, yeah, within a half an hour, because that's how much time we get to eat. And usually under $15 per person, because we're on a budget. So, you know, and those are the kind of restaurants that I don't go to Alinea or anything like that. I go to places like Huck Finn's, which is the first one on the list today.
I hear you. You go to Alinea, you gotta have a car just for yourself and then a Brinks truck behind you to pay
right,
for
that's
the
an
meal.
Anniversary. That's an anniversary with your wife. That's really,
that is, you know, very definitely a special occasion kind of joint. So, I mean, what's been your take on what we've heard the last couple of days of the governor saying that restaurants will be opening following social distancing later this week, and then the mayor saying not in the city of Chicago and we're not quite ready yet. So, it's got to give you a little bit of optimism that things are getting somewhat back to normal.
Yeah, a little bit, and I was glad to see that the governor put everything in, or put the restaurants in phase three, because I know Sam Toy has been giving interviews, and the Illinois Restaurant Association guy, and talking about how a lot of these restaurants won't survive if they have to wait until the end of June. You know, I think that the mayor is looking at ways of doing it, and I don't think it'll be all the way till the end of June. I think that the city will figure out a way to get them open sooner rather than later.
Yeah, people have been saying that you know, it could be about a week after the state of Illinois rules take effect this weekend, that we might be a city of Chicago might be a week or so right after that. But, you know, it's all about safety first. And we are talking with Lieutenant David Haynes, Chicago Police Department, Beat Cop's Guide to Chicago Eats. David, you had mentioned Huck Finn's being on your list today. Are you talking Huck Finn's on Archer Avenue?
Yeah, 3414 South Archer. They actually closed down when the pandemic hit. They just this week reopened for pickup and curbside service, and it was recommended by Officer Robert Brown in the 10th District. But really, anybody who's worked on the South Side has been to Huck Finn's. They're really good to the police. And, of course, in addition to a full breakfast, lunch, and dinner menu, they're famous for their donuts.
I was going to say.
They make these big, really big donuts.
that's what I remember from when I was growing up on the South Side as Utes. You know, if we happened to be, you know, out and about at a rather late time of the night, we would stop at Huck Finn's, you know, like Big Shots there to get some giant donuts and coffee.
Right, yeah, and they're the only place I've ever seen that has like donuts a la mode. They have a donut delight with the donuts with ice cream, and they're not open 24 hours yet. So just so you know, they close at 10 p.m., but they are open during the day, and their full menu they're serving unless they run out of something. But so that was one of the places I wanted to mention real quick. And then if you want to move on, the other restaurant I went to was called Brasa Roja. At 3120 West Montrose.
3120 West Montrose. What is it called? Braha?
Brasa, B-R-A-S-A.
Brasa?
It's a Colombian restaurant.
Okay.
Yeah. And it was recommended by Detective Jose Castaneda, who's a really funny guy. And they have Colombian steak and rotisserie chicken.
Oh, baby.
Let me tell you, they do this chicken breast in Creole sauce that was fantastic.
Yeah,
and they have this Colombian dish called I hope I pronounced this right, bandeja paisa, and it has like pork, beef, and chicken, and then it has some rice. It has an egg. It's like it's a Colombian dish that sort of has a little bit of everything. So if you want to try a little bit of all their stuff, that's the dish to order.
That sounds amazing. And that because everything is carry out right now,
right?
That would be something great to take home and split up with the whole family.
Oh yeah, and not only that, they also do some seafood. One of which is a red snapper fillet in Creole sauce, which sounds like a double entendre, but it's not.
Mm.
And but you have to make sure you order the right thing, because when I my wife ordered, and she ordered just the fried red snapper, which was also very good, but it's the whole fish. It was kind of like our, you know, that moment in the Christmas Story where they bring out the duck and the duck's head.
Right.
It was
right.
So we brought it home, we unwrapped it, and my daughter wouldn't go in the dining room until we.
It's staring at me. And then you have to clean it yourself, right? You have to fillet it yourself.
They clean it. I mean, they gut it and they clean it and then they fry it. So you just cut off, you know, you cut off the outside. And red snapper is pretty cool because the bones are underneath along with the skeleton. So we were able to just cut like little slices off without getting any of the little bones. It was I was actually surprised by that. I was, when I first saw it, I was like, oh, this is going to be, I'm going to have a hard time eating this with the bones. But it wasn't. The way they filleted it, there was hardly any bones in it, and easy to avoid.
Some seafoods are great because, you know, the bones are all pretty much intact. And when you split it open, you can just sort of take out that main spine, and that takes out everything at the same time. But some of them have those little needle bones in there, and that could be a chore to deal with sometimes. That takes all the pleasure out sometimes.
Yeah, it really does, because then you're sitting there worried about when you're chewing, if you're going to get something in your gums.
Yeah, exactly. So what else do you have this week?
Well, I have some news that is sure to Joe and Vivian, the producers, and they're sure to be pleased with the fact that Malort is coming out with a new. They're coming out. They've paired up with Anti-Hero Beer, and they're making with Revolutionary Brewery.
Right.
They're making a Malort from Anti-Hero Beer.
Now let's just stop for a second for people who do not know what Malort is. Imagine an alcoholic beverage. If you were to boil your dirty socks, enjoy your breakfast, everyone. For me, it's the worst. It's the worst tasting thing ever. Basically,
you know what? It's amusing to me because every generation has this. You know,
right.
These kids these days that have Malort,
these
and that's
kids.
Their thing to do shots of.
Joe, you kids, you crazy kids. What's the attraction, Joe? What's the attraction with the Malort for you crazy kids?
Well, we like to see everybody's face. You know, we like to see each other's faces when we drink the most disgusting thing in the entire planet.
Right. How would you describe the taste of Malort?
I like where you were going with the dirty socks. It definitely has a BO twist.
Yeah, yeah, it's got an essence. It's got
an essence of BO. Yep.
Yeah.
You know, I like to say every generation has it. This generation has Malort. My generation had Jägermeister.
Yeah.
And I think in your generation, it was bathtub gin, I think. Right?
Boy, I remember that Jägermeister craze for a while. It's like, why don't we just go to the store and get some Vicks Formula 44? Because that's basic. It's basically cough medicine that we're drinking here. So what's the Malort update now?
Well, they've paired with the Revolutionary Beer. Okay, so Revolutionary Brewery, there's all these kegs of beer floating around the city that, because the bars shut down, they haven't been able to sell them. So they're taking some anti-hero beer and Malort, and they're distilling it and coming out with a sort of a mixture of the two.
Hmm.
And it's this might surprise you. It's supposed to be even more bitter than the normal Malort,
but great.
With some of that hoppy taste from the anti-hero beer. And it's on sale today. It's $25 a bottle, and they'll deliver it. And all the proceeds go to help out the hospitality workers who've been off because of the pandemic.
Well, that's good. If you got to suffer drinking it, at least there's some good is coming from it. That out of work restaurant people are going to benefit from that. That's important,
right? Yeah, so it's a good cause, and it's a good thing. I also would be remiss as a police officer if I didn't say this. Stan's Donuts is starting delivery. They're not doing it everywhere, but near their where their locations are, they'll deliver donuts to your house.
Oh, well, that's nice. The home delivery service. I mean, these are sort of the, you know, the Cadillac of, you know, in my book, and maybe the same with you, Dave, is there's no such thing as a bad donut, but the Stan donuts are like the Cadillac of donuts, pretty much, right?
Yeah, they are. They're really good. They're very good. They're like the gourmet donuts. Years ago, I did a thing for another radio station where we went around the city and tried all the different donuts to pick the best ones.
Yeah.
And they were probably three or four. Third or fourth in the city. I would say Old Fashioned Donuts at 112th in Michigan is number one. And you can ask Joe and Vivian. I brought in Allegretti's from Cumberland and Lawrence. That was probably number two.
Yeah.
And then Stan's would be about number three.
Wow. Okay. All right. Well, that's some good company right there. Now I feel like a slouch just to Dunkin' Donuts. Go ahead.
One more thing. I usually end with saying thank yous. We've been getting a lot of people around the city that donate food to the police station. I talked to Commander Ron Panacor of the 17th District, because that's where Brasa Roja was, and he said that they've gotten food from a restaurant called Noon O Kebab at 4701 North Kedji.
That's a great
and
place.
And La Villa at 3632 North Pulaski.
Also,
and he wanted
place.
To say thank you.
Also, I've gotten carry out from both of those places. Also, very good places. Lieutenant David Haynes, nice to finally talk to you in person. And I hope you have
you
a great
too.
Holiday weekend. Stay safe out there.
All right. Thank you. See you.
Thank you very much. All right. News is coming up next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. We'll be right back.
Hey, let's be careful out here.